Ukraine.
In a basement below Mariupol's Azovstal steel plant, Ukrainian border guards sing the national anthem. They say they're defending the last bastion of Ukrainian territory in the besieged port city. There's said to be 2,000 Ukrainian fighters sheltering in the plant's vast network of tunnels and bunkers, as well as 1,000 civilians, the focus of UN efforts to broker a humanitarian corridor. The Ukrainian regiment, known as the Azov Battalion, released these pictures. A woman said to be a doctor tells of increasingly dire conditions.
Guys are literally dying before our eyes because we don't have any possibility to evacuate them. There is no way to heal them properly. We just ask, we beg, to give us at least slightest chance to save life of these fighters.
Above ground are the ruins of a city that's been described as hell on earth. Mariupol has been pummeled into submission, its people facing what city officials say is a catastrophic shortage of drinking water and food.
I had a beautiful house, a good apartment, and now I have no apartment, nothing. I live alone and no one can help me.
Further north in Kharkiv, local fighters do what they can to protect their neighbours.
When your city is being destroyed, when your close people are being killed, there is no other option but to defend them.
But they say they feel helpless against Russia's fighting power, forced to stand by as missiles rain down. Russia's been intensifying its operations in the east, but Western intelligence suggests Moscow's troops are only making minor advances, and that the offensive is days behind schedule.
The enemy is inflicting air, missile and artillery attacks on civilian and military infrastructure deep in Ukrainian territory. The regrouping and strengthening of the occupying forces continues.
The US accuses Russia's President Vladimir Putin of depravity in his invasion. But Russia's Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov says the West is at fault and that NATO countries are doing everything they can to prevent a ceasefire by sending weapons to Ukraine. Until a deal is reached, the fighting rages on. Alexia O'Brien, Al Jazeera.